He's one of three at the free throw line.
It's 3 points for Kyle.
50-41. BYU within single digits. 20 seconds in here in half number two. LMU basketball. Brandon Brown to the right perimeter. Top side, Shamar Johnson. Johnson to the left junction. Terminates and looks for Brown. Has him top of the key. Brandon Brown, dribble handoff to Haney. Haney, lob pass, left corner, Boytach. Boytach will drive and kick. Picked by Kyle Collinsworth. Kyle, front court, right side, goes left wing. Seljaas who gets second half start.
Nice.
Zach Seljaas knocks down the triple. So a change in the starting lineup for BYU is Austin. That didn't play a lot in the first half. Is replaced by Seljaas, and Seljaas makes it a six-point game. BYU down 50-44. Zach with a couple of threes. A big tactical move by Dave Rose, paying dividends for BYU. Brown makes a 20-footer. Brandon Brown just inside the three-point line. He's got eight, and back to an eight-point game, 52-44. Collinsworth.
Nice.
Drive kick, Emery. Yes, Nick Emery with his first three. After going 0 for 3 from 3, BYU's down 5, 52-47. So good things happening early in the second half for the Cougars. Kyle Collinsworth, by the way, has passed Danny Ainge for second on the Cougars' career steals list as Autumn Jacko makes a baseline jumper from the right end line. 16 points for Jacko. Three-pointer for Emery. Emery coming back down floor.
Yeah, Emery. Another great shot. I mean, BYU on fire, but Kyle's got the 7 assists now, Greg.
So that passes a tie and then a pass of Matt Montague. So Kyle Collinsworth is BYU's career assist leader now on 7 tonight. 54-50, BYU down just 4. Emery's gotten hot from 3 early in half number 2. Brown to send out to Haney. Dave Rose looks for Nate Austin. Austin will check in as Brown gets around Davis and shoots it from 16 feet. Back rims it, rebound Chase Fisher. 17:45 to play. BYU down 4, 54-50. They've survived the 20-0 run from LMU. Kyle will drive handoff to KD. KD beneath the basket, banks, and scores! It's a two-point game, 54-52. Tremendous start to half number two for BYU. Timeout, Mike Dunlap, and we're taking it. Kyle Collinsworth here in the second half has picked up 3 assists, helping him pass Matt Montague for BYU's career assist lead. He's at 8 and counting, make it 9 and counting tonight. And his career lead is extended. A 12-4 BYU run as BYU down 2, 54-52. 17:30 to play here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Let's hear it for crossover dribbles and driving the lane. For pick and rolls, give and goes, and three-pointers from way downtown. Let's hear it for basketball and the sweet squeak of sneakers on the floor. From pickup games to big games to friendly games of horse in the driveway. From all of us at Shields, keep hustling and enjoy. Shields, we're right there with you and right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is everything, and we've been going for 50 years.
We have been to Chuck-O-Rama from Boise to St. George and everyone in between.
I love the carrot salad. It's just like what my mom made. There's the carrots, the pineapple, the raisins.
I like the baked chicken and especially the squash. I go back 2 or 3 times for the squash.
Chuck-O-Rama has kept us coming back for 50 years.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Fans, you can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Innovation that excites. 12-4, BYU run to start half number two. BYU down 254-52. Left elbow, Brandon Brown goes mid-alley left to Autumn Jacko. Jacko turning to face the basket on Nate Austin. Nate fouls him as Jacko makes the shot. 4-point lead, chance for five as Autumn Jacko on 18 points can make it 19 at the free throw line.
Well, what a flurry of a first 3 minutes. I mean, Kyle Collinsworth has been great. Talk about assists, man. He's got in the paint, kicking it to Emery a couple times, to Davis. So good, and getting his team back in this game. But Jacko is having a nice game himself. Three-pointer there.
Three-point play for Jacko. He's three off a career high. 19 points. Emery to the left junction. Backs it out to the left arc. BYU down five. They were down 15. Got up to two a moment ago. The Jacko three-point play makes it five. Collinsworth to the paint. Send out to Emery for three. Yep. Nick Emery.
Must be this side of the floor, Greg. Can't miss.
Three threes here in the second half. 57-55. BYU down two. Nick Emery 0 for 3 from three in the first half. And now 3 for 3 from distance here in half number two. Marin Mornar on the bump goes Jacko. Jacko playing with three fouls, but 19 points. BYU's had no answer for him from the free throw line. His jumper is good again. Good gravy. Autumn Jacko with 21 points, one off a career high. I'll tell you, the number of players who have career days against BYU, it just seems like Cougars catch the receiving end of big nights. 59-55, LMU's up four. As well as BYU's played, Jacko can't be stopped right now. Beautiful
nice.
Lob, and a throwdown! Oh, the alley-oop from Emery to Collinsworth! That's a big play to make it a two-point game, 59-57. Nick Emery perfectly lobs it up there for Kyle Collinsworth, and then a turnover or a tip-out by BYU, a foul is called. A hack on the Cougars as the ball is knocked out of bounds on the baseline, and Kyle picks it up, 59-57. Collinsworth on the throwdown from Nick Emery. The assist will call that a Nissan exciting play of the game. Brought to you by Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Innovation that excites. The Nissan exciting play of the game. 59-57, LMU by two, 16 even to go.
They keep going to Jacko. They've gone to him every time down here lately. Here it is.
They got Jacko at the right junction. Kyle gets into Jacko. Jacko windmilling on Kyle. The handout to Haney. Haney into a tough 20-footer that's missed. The rebound, Marin Mornar. A miss, an offensive rebound out to Brown. Timeout coming on the next whistle. Brandon Brown, three-point land left. Around the Celius show, and that's a foul by Zach Celius. And timeout on the floor, 15:39 to play. BYU down 2:59:57. We're taking a break on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just missing the elevator with your co-worker Stinky Pete seconds before a massive power outage kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a waking up in Vegas on the front lawn of the Little White Chapel and not finding a wedding ring on your finger kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
We Leon Wall in the IMG Network Studios with 16:35 left to go in the game. Gonzaga leads St. Mary's 42-32. And up in Pullman, Washington, Utah beating Washington State 43-28 as they just come out of halftime. Now back to Greg and Mark at Gersten Pavilion.
Leon, thank you. Attention, gearhead. Sign up for speed perks from Advance Auto Parts. The more you crank, the more you save. No cards, no points, no nonsense. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. BYU down 2, 59-57 to LMU. Lions at a 15-point lead in this game. BYU's come almost all the way back. David Humphreys on the arc right side. Topside Brandon Brown. We're back underway here as the Lions go away from us right to left, to our left here in the second half. Brandon Brown missing the jumper, but now it's offensive rebounds. Shamar Johnson reset to Jacko Humphreys and now Brown on the right wing. Adam Brown dribble handoff. Stephen Haney. Stephen Haney Jr. to the free throw line. At the left elbow, right to the basket, lays it up short. Collinsworth a good rebound. Kyle with 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 5 points. Collinsworth with 10 helpers. Will this be 11? No. Short on the 3 is Celius. The tip up by Collinsworth. Oh. Collinsworth in the basket. Gets the rebound, is thrown to the ground.
What
and what do they
effort.
Call? A foul on LMU or just... What's the call?
It's a foul
on LMU. It'll be on Shamar Johnson, his third. So LMU starting 2 bigs. Each have 3 fouls apiece in this game. Kyle Collinsworth, great offensive rebound, and a tip that almost went back in the bucket.
Kyle is engaged. He had no business getting that rebound. That's just a man's rebound. It goes to the floor, is fouled.
Now, Collinsworth's career high in assists is 11, and he's at 10 right now.
He's doing a great job. I mean, he's getting that paint. Found Celius there. Missed a shot, but that's a beautiful job.
Emery off the inbounds. Short on the shot, and then tipped out of bounds by BYU. The Cougars do not tie. They're down 59-57. They've yet to get back in front after being down as many as 15. The BYU single game assist record is 16, set by Mike May, father of BYU Director of Basketball Operations Andrew May. And Kyle's sitting here at 10 with still a ton of time left, under 15 to play here at Gersten Pavilion. David Humphreys quiet on this night with 0 points. Had 13 threes over his last 3 games. Others have hurt BYU, including this guy, Autumn Jacko. Autumn takes it to the left block, right to the rim, strong on the shot. Rebound, Shamar Johnson off of BYU out of bounds, LMU basketball. 59-57. 14:36 to play in a new shot clock for the Lions.
They've gone smaller, but and it's hurt them on the boards. LMU get multiple opportunities.
That wasn't a problem in the first half as Collinsworth taps the inbounds attempt out of bounds at the far sideline. Last touch by Kyle Collinsworth. It'll be LMU basketball. Joshua Spears will send in at the far sideline.
I like this move to put Kyle Collinsworth on Jacko, and it's been effective.
Brown breaking BYU down to the block, the handoff to Shamar Johnson, and around and down on the jump hook by Shamar Johnson. He's got 4, the lead back to 4. 61-57, and we said it all for much of the day against Portland, BYU having a tough time getting on top, and that's kind of the challenge right now. They get within 2, but cannot find a way to tie. Now it's 4, the handoff from KD to Kyle Collinsworth, and he's drawn 4 on Jacko.
Yeah, that's big. Wow.
Autumn Jacko picks up his 4th foul as Collinsworth goes back to the line. Whether Kyle makes them both, Jacko's now in foul trouble with 14-11 to play. And he has been the unstoppable force for LMU in this game. Autumn Jacko on 9 of 10 from the field. 21 points, 1 off a career high. Collinsworth to the free throw line. KC with 5 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. 2 for Kyle here. To make by Collinsworth. BYU basketball brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955.
Greg, Kyle's just been terrific in this half, making everything happen for BYU and doing what he does, rebounding, assists, and now scoring as he makes both. Tracking triple-double, 6 boards, 10 assists, 6 points.
BYU down 2, 61-59, 14 even to play. Humphreys, angle left. Left block, Shamar Johnson. Back and down on KD to the middle of the paint. Keeps
three
the pivot
seconds.
Foot down. Hand off to Spears. Spears will jump it from the three free throw line. Blocked by Fisher. Ahead to Emery. Emery stripped from behind. And then on the end line, they save in. And LMU basketball. BYU's going to tie the game, and Nick Emery gets stripped from behind. 61-59, LMU stays in front.
Well, wanted to travel on Haney and didn't get it.
Haney for 3, short, rebound, Celius. Now the Cougars can tie. Emery drives it to the rim, misses on the lay-in attempt as he's tripped. He'll shoot free throws to tie the game. Stephen Haney Jr. picks up the foul. Early team foul number 5 on LMU here in the second half. BYU's Nick Emery to the free throw line to tie the game. Make it team foul 4, beg your pardon. 61-59. BYU down 2. Emery to the stripe, and Nick has taken the scoring lead for BYU at 17 points. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line and gets 2 right here to square things with 13:24 to play. LMU, which was 17 of 21 in the first half at one point, now 1 for its last 7.
Yeah, what, 9 for 12 from 3, I think, in the first half. Now just 0 for 2 in the second half.
So Emery lining up 2 free throws. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. Nick with 1 gets a second. Emery, 18 points to lead the Cougs, 21 for Jacko. And Jacko is out of the game with those 4 fouls. 61-60, this to square the game. Last time it was tied was 24-24, and now we are tied. BYU's come back down from minus 15 to even it. This would be the biggest comeback of the year for BYU if the Cougars can win today's game. 13:15 to go here in L.A. Humphreys terminates at 30 feet left, goes 30 feet right to Brandon Brown. Brown skips to 20 feet, shoots and misses. Rebound Kyle Davis. The Cougars can take their first lead since around the midway point of the first half.
This has worked really good for BYU with Kyle running the point, getting in the paint, kicking it.
Seljaas near the timeline. Flare screen, Fisher. Fisher collects on the right wing, right corner. Out to Seljaas for 3. Tough shot. It's an air ball, but it goes to KD. KD, pump fake up, and got it to go! And BYU's in front, 63-61.
Those air balls are often the best passes.
12:34 to play. BYU's come back down from 15 in arrears to lead by 2. 6-0 spurt for BYU. They go backdoor, Spears to Humphreys, and he lays it up and in, and 1.
Nope, on the ground.
Foul on the ground, so wave off the basket. And it'll be a non-shooting foul, team foul number 4, fortuitous for BYU there as Humphreys was on his way to the rim. So 12:25 to go, BYU 63, LMU 61. Brandon Brown will trigger on the end line to the left of the standard. Lobs to Humphreys. Humphreys, 3-point land left. Beats Collinsworth to the paint and backs it out to the arc. Now straightaway Brown. Brown will jog it to the right perimeter. Terminate, angle left, Spears. Pass picked off by Kyle Collinsworth. Jumped in the air, caught it clean. Ahead Fisher, and Fisher gives it away in transition. And here comes LMU the other way. 3-on-3. Brown pulls up, floats, and misses. Rebound, Zach Seljaas. Collinsworth fouled, but they don't call it. Ahead to Fish. Fish to the Davis. Transition man. Seljaas low, KD. KD up and in! The assist, Zach Seljaas. Timeout to Mike Dunlap. BYU by 4. 65-61. Cougars lead by 4 after being down 15. And they're going to bring Autumn Jacko back in with 4 fouls.
Roll
BYU
the dice.
With 8-0 run, taking the lead by 4. And a timeout is taken. It's called full, so we'll take it as well. 11:51 to play here in L.A. BYU 65, LMU 61 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right. We lit those guys up.
Boom. Nails a 3. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. You're listening to Meh in the Morning with C-list guests, boring callers, and that one song we keep playing. Brought to you by the same old breakfast muffin sandwich. It doesn't get more meh than this. Trust me.
Move on from meh mornings. Try the breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Stuffed with scrambled eggs, bacon, and melted cheddar cheese, plus a whole crispy hash brown, wrapped up and freshly grilled in a warm tortilla. The breakfast crunch wrap. It's more of a meal than a muffin. Wake up with Moss. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats. And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Basketball brought to you by America First Credit Union with low-rate loans, free mobile banking, and free checking accounts. America First offers convenient and affordable tools that help you manage your money however you choose. America First Credit Union, where members come first. BYU down 15, now leading by 4, 65-61, 11:51 to play here at Gersten Pavilion on the campus of LMU. Kyle Davis in this game, 12 points, 10 rebounds. His eighth double-double of the season. Kyle Collinsworth is 3 points away from a double-double, points and assists. He's at 7 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. We're back in LMU basketball. Down 4, Muniz 2-2. Out front, guarded by Nick Emery. Nick, focused, gets in a stance on 2-2, who hands off to Haney between the rings. 15-second shot clock for the Lions. 2-2, 25 feet away right side. Takes it top side. Over the shoulder pass to Mornar. Mornar step back 3. Missed it. Rebound. Jacko had it. Lost it out of bounds. They say BYU touched it last. It'll be LMU basketball.
Wow. Jacko could easily gotten it over the back there on Collinsworth, and somehow it goes off BYU. I couldn't see it from this angle.
Baseline send in. Extended possession. 2-2. Corner left. 3. Good. Oh, man, that's big. Joshua wow. Spears, who only shoots 3-pointers. Knocks down the triple. He's got 12.
Had that rebound. Had the out-of-bounds. Wow, that's a big possession.
That's huge. One-point game.
Are they going to stay?
Are they going to say it was a two? They say it was a long two. 65-63, so a long two for Spears right now, giving him 11 and not 12. BYU in front court, behind the back pass. Collinsworth's a fish, and he hits a three. There's no doubt about that one. 68-63. BYU goes up 5. That's the BYU large lead of the day, tied at 5. And then an and one, driving and scoring 2-2, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Wow.
Davis picks it up.
2-2 with a big shot there. Gets fouled. Just when you think BYU might pull away, they get hit. LMU hits a couple big shots, but Kyle just doing things in style. Now another assist, that time behind the back to Fisher for 3.
Well, that assist ties his BYU career high at 11, so it's a career night. He becomes BYU's career all-time assist leader, and now ties his single-game career high. Kyle Davis will have a seat on 3 fouls. He and Austin 3 apiece. Nate's back in. 2-2 at the free throw line. His first 2 points, looking for a three-point play, and makes it. So the three-pointer by Fisher is answered on a three-point play. 68-66, BYU by 2. 10:52 to go here in L.A. Collinsworth to Emery. Emery on the arc right side. Backdoor lob, and this time the lay-in's missed by Collinsworth, but collected by Austin. The tie-up on an alternate possession arrow situation. And it will go to LMU. Jackson Emery lobbed it. Nick Emery lobbed it up to Kyle Collinsworth, who had a dunk off that same play in the first half. This time he didn't dunk it, tried to lay it in and missed the lay-in.
Just got a little too low where he couldn't dunk it and had to bring it up and hit it hard off the backboard. Too bad because it was open.
Well, so far a similar script to the Portland game. Down big. Got up ahead, but could never extend the lead, and Portland came right back just as LMU has here. 68-66, BYU by 2. Mornar hands off to 2-2. 2-2 in 3-3 range, right side, up top to Spears. Spears, 2-2, 35 feet away right. Cut off by Austin on the sideline. Starts toward the bump. Skip down the lane right to the rim. Hand off to Jacko. Jacko fumbles it to the base right. Gave to Spears. Spears is blocked, and the shot clock will violate. The shot clock will expire. It's a violation that stays in BYU possession with Collinsworth now taking it into the paint, taking it to the rim, banking and missing hard off the back rim. Rebound Jacko. Lost it to Austin. Austin back to Zach. Touch to Nick for 3. Missed it. Rebound Fisher. Fisher. Drive kick. Collinsworth, Celius for 3, and that's good. Zach Celius flexes on the make as BYU's up 5, 71-66. Good hustle to keep that ball alive from the guards, and the guard knocks it down to give BYU the 5-point cushion.
That looked like a foul on Collinsworth's shot, but a blessing in disguise as BYU gets 3 points out of it instead.
BYU by 5, looking for the stop. Jacko posting up on Collinsworth from the left block. Out to Haney. It's blocked into Collinsworth, who deflects into Mornar. What do they call in the end line? Is that Kyle's on out of bounds as he tried to save in? Maybe the best case scenario there is he saved it right back into Mornar. So on the end line. Now the officials discuss here on the baseline with a 9-second shot clock. They're going to reset the shot clock to 30, saying Kyle had possession, even though he was out of bounds. 9:25 to go, and BYU's up 71-66. And that assist on the make by Celius is Kyle's 12th. That's a new single-game career high for Kyle Collinsworth on assists at 12. Previous high was 11.
It's a mismatch here.
Jacko on Celius. Descend in the corner to Haney and makes the three.
Too much help. It was a mismatch, and BYU overhelped.
15 for Haney. Bunch of threes for him. 71-69, back to a two-point game. LMU just answers every time. BYU extends the lead. Never been larger than 5, the lead for BYU. LMU, now 10 threes. Double-digit threes in their last three games. Fisher breaking Spears down. Driving it, knocked out of his hands, into Collinsworth's hands, gives to Nate.
And
Nate lays it up in an and one. The assist to Collinsworth, that's 13. It'll be 2-2 on the foul, and BYU to the free throw line, leading it by 4 with 8:42 to go, 73-69. Kyle Collinsworth had an inkling earlier today that he might break BYU's single-game assist record, which is 16. He's at 13 right now.
Well, a great night to do it. I mean, all-time assist guy and gets his all-time best on that night. That's pretty good stuff.
Nate Austin at the free throw line to complete a three-point play. Nick Emery's going to have a seat on 19 points. Chat checks in. Jordan Chapman in. Nick Emery out. Nate at the free throw line. BYU 10 of 14 from the stripe. It's a four-point lead for BYU, 73-69. In the first half, in a span of 4 minutes and change, LMU went on a 20-0 run, turning a five-point deficit into a 15-point lead. That lead is gone, and BYU now leads by 4. Make it 5. And that's the game-high lead again for BYU, 74-69. Can they get a stop and a make to extend it past 5 for the first time tonight? We've got 8:38 here to go, and BYU leading at 74-69. LMU in front court away from us to our left. Brandon Brown hand off to Boy Toch. Toch on a three-point night. Back to Brandon Brown. Brown to the bump. Keeps his dribble alive. Takes Chat to the left elbow. Hand off there to Haney. Haney to the paint. Jumps up. Hand off corner. Long two by Mornar is good. He's got 4. LMU's down 3. The lead cut from 5-3. Austin in backcourt. Bounce pass to front court. Zach Celius left wing. Left corner. Chat. Chat drives right to the rim. Oh, he missed the dunk. He missed the dunk. It rattled out, and the lead stays 3, 74-71, wide open for Chat, but then a strip by Chat, and Celius ahead to Collinsworth. Collinsworth to Fish, transition 3, won't take it. Splits defenders, gets right to the rim, reverse, and score! With the English off the window! Oh, spectacular move by Chase Fisher to get to the rim and score it off the glass. A little hobbled, but he gets up and down floor, 76-71, BYU by 5. Boy Toch hangs, doesn't hit, but he's fouled. And chance for points by LMU at the other end. 7:35 to go. Free throws coming up after this. The foul to Chapman. Boy Toch will shoot 2 after the break. 76-71. BYU leads Loyola Marymount on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com.
We exist to assist.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Leon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. In Moraga, California, Gonzaga leading St. Mary's right now 54-42 with 9:29 left to go in the game. Santa Clara trailing at home to San Francisco 54-52 with 7:42 left in that game. Now back to Greg and Mark at Gersten Pavilion.
Cleon, thanks a lot. To BYU with 7:35 to go here in L.A. leads LMU by a score of 76-71. Fourth time in the second half that BYU's gotten out to a five-point lead. Cougars led by 20 points from Chase Fisher, 19 from Nick Emery. Kyle Collinsworth, 7 points, 13 assists, and 8 rebounds. KD a double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds. As we come back in, LMU's Boy Toch at the free throw line shooting 2. BYU fans are number one. That's why they deserve a close, comfortable shave with Barbasol. Close-shave Cougars, close shave Barbasol. Close shave is what we've got as Boy Toch misses the free throw. He's an 81% free throw shooter, but he misses the first of two.
Almost airballed that. Didn't look as the percentage.
7:35 to go, and Toch goes 0 for 2. Yet Autumn Jacko with a rebound and a putback score by Jacko.
He just moved Kyle Collinsworth with his left arm, just pushed him out of the way.
Wow. 0 for 2 free throws, and they get the rebound to score 2. And Jacko's got a career high 23. Celius on the wing left side, 76-73, BYU by 3. Offensive rebounds, Mark, in the second half. Really hurting BYU. Offensive rebounds by LMU, I intend to say. Collinsworth to the top of the key. Terminates. Hands back to Fisher. Five-second shot clock. 4 and 3. Fish to Celius for the clock-beating 3, and it's missed. Rebound, Jacko. Those 2 free throw misses may end up with the play of the game for LMU if they come on to win it. A long 2 is missed by 2-2, and the rebound to Collinsworth. 76-73. BYU's lead stays 3. Fisher, 3-point land left side.
Now BYU wants to win this, but Kyle only 1 rebound and 3 points away. The steal.
2-on-1 for LMU as Kyle has picked the lob to Toch. Toch brings it down, and then he almost gives it away, but it's collected off a deflection near the timeline by Mornar. And now LMU sets it up with a 20-second shot clock, 6:25 game clock. 76-73, BYU by 3. BYU with 11 turnovers to LMU's 14. Mornar to Toch at 35 feet right to 25 feet left. 2-2. 2-2 with a 5-second shot clock. Drives right to the rim. Too strong in the lane. Attempt. Rebound Jordan Chapman, who dribbles it off his foot. Out of bounds. Can you believe it? Good heavens above. 2 free throw misses by LMU. They get the rebound and put it back. Jordan Chapman's got a rebound. Dribbles it off his foot. Out of bounds. And LMU keeps possession. After Chapman missed a dunk moments ago. Tough stretch for him, and he'll have a seat. 6:08 to play. Just little plays. If you're down the way BYU's down trying to win this game.
Yeah, just too casual. Got to get that, secure that rebound. Get it to the right guy. Don't take off on your own.
2-2 on the sideline send in. So two little plays in the last minute that could be huge in this game. Emery slaps the ball away from Jacko off the inbound trigger. BYU 76, LMU 73. Just unforced errors for BYU that have given LMU extra possessions and points and taken away points on a missed dunk, for example. 6:07 to go, 3-point lead for BYU. Such a struggle here tonight, down as many as 15. I wonder how many teams have won when ending up on the receiving end of a 20-0 run in a game to come back and win that game. Somebody would have that kind of answer, but imagine that.
I wonder how many teams have gone on a 20-0 run against BYU.
Straight away, it's Brandon Brown, angle right, Haney. It's all about defending right now for the Cougs. Mornar's baseline jumper is missed.
There's 10.
That should have been a foul as Collinsworth grabs the rebound. Twice he was fouled and no call. Dave Rose on his feet about it. The drive and handoff from Collinsworth.
Another assist.
And Nate lays it up and in. That's 14 assists for Kyle Collinsworth. 2 away from the BYU single game all-time high. 78-73. And again, it's BYU by 5 for the 5th time here in the second half.
He was fouled all the way down the floor. He still got the assist and bucket.
Amazing play by Collinsworth. Haney on the angle right. to the top of the key. Terminates angle left. Tots. Can BYU get that stop and extend that lead past five finally? 5:25 to go. Brandon Brown hand back to Haney for three. Way left. Rebound. Jacko up and one. Can you believe it? Another offensive rebound. Another 2 points and a chance for three. 78-75. It happens again. 5:19 to play. BYU just cannot extend that lead past five. Five times here in the second half, a five-point lead, and every time LMU comes back, and it's offensive rebounds here in the second half that if the Cougars cannot hang on to win, will be their undoing. Autumn Jacko following a miss puts it back up, and one. Career night continues for Autumn Jacko. 25 points and counting. Previous career high was 22.
Just bullying BYU's guys inside. It'd make them look silly. Like I said, nine rebounds, but terrific.
BYU by three, by two. Jocko makes the free throw. His last four from the stripe. Emery in front court, 78-76. And BYU turns it over in front court. The skip pass by Emery to Fisher is too high. Bobbled out of bounds. LMU basketball. Little plays.
Find a way to get rid of Jacko. He's got four fouls.
Please play for almost 10 minutes with four fouls. Three for the lead. Yes. Stephen Haney Jr. wide open for three. And he knocks it down. Just like that, 6-0 run for LMU, and BYU's down 79-78. You got to push the lead past five, and it never happened. A driving score by Collinsworth with the right hand. Collinsworth, 9 points, 10 rebounds, 14 assists. He's 1 point away from a 10th career triple-double. That's all secondary. 80-79, BYU, the lead stays. The three missed, but an offensive rebound, and Brandon Brown throws it off of Zach Selyus. It'll stay LMU basketball. Another miss, another offensive rebound for LMU. BYU 80, LMU 79. Cougars back in front with 4:41 to play, and Stephen Haney will trigger on the far sideline. Got to get into Haney.
Yeah, better job there.
18 points, five threes for Haney. They send it into backcourt to Brandon Brown.
Got the miss from him that time, but then the rebound.
Brown up top. 4:30 to play, BYU by one. Who's going to make the winning plays for BYU? 17-second shot clock, 4:27 game clock. Jacko, top of the key, almost turned it over. Hands off to Haney. Haney blocked at the rim, and Collinsworth
Davis
the other way. Collinsworth, look out behind. He was stripped. Yep, he didn't see it. He didn't see it, and has taken away another turnover. Running up the floor. We see it's going to happen, and it happens. Haney fakes the three, drives the block. Blocked
another
by Davis,
block.
And saved in by Fisher to Emery. Great play by KD and for Fish. Nick will drive it hard to the hole. Fouled, and almost an and one. It doesn't go, but he gets two free throws with 4 minutes to go. BYU 80, LMU 79. LMU has eight offensive rebounds, seven in the second half. It's what they're doing. It's keeping them in the game right now. Nick Emery drives it hard and gets fouled. You get two free throws with 4 minutes even to play.
Von Davis with two big blocks.
Make by Nick. BYU trying to go 2-for-2 against LMU. The BYU women earlier today in Provo defeating the Lions 75-61. BYU now on a seven-game win streak, receiving top 25 votes. Coach Duddy's team's got him on a nice run, and BYU looking to get one done here in L.A. 2-for-2 for Nick. It's a three-point lead, 82-79. It's a 4-0 spurt for BYU after going down one. 3:55 to go here in L.A. The under four media timeout is coming up. What a game. Joshua Spears, guarded by Collinsworth, to the far sideline. Terminates there. Releases to Shamar Johnson, topside. Angle left, Brandon Brown. Brown on the arc left. Lobs it to Jacko at the top of the key. Playing with four fouls and playing comfortably so. Back to Brown. Touch pass in the corner. Three. Missed by
Rebound.
Spears. Rebounded by Collinsworth. He's running down the floor. Stops at the top of the key. Right to Selyus for three. Got it!
Oh.
A sack attack in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And the Cougars for the first time tonight lead by six. 85-79. Seven nothing run for BYU. Kyle Collinsworth's been hit lower leg. They're trying to shake this one off. But the three and the lead. Oh, sell yes. Zach makes it 85-79. 7-0 spurt. Timeout becomes full. We'll take it. 3:22 to go here in L.A. Cougars 85, LMU 79 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Are you rugged? Want to prove to your lass that you're good enough for her? Eat some haggis. Or you're afraid of haggis, are ya? Stop whining. There's other great food, bagpipes, and poetry. Manly poetry about haggis. So get your hiney over to the Barn Supper at the Wilkinson Student Center on February 6th at 6 p.m. ready for a hoot and a honey of a time. Tickets available at utahscots.org. Do it.
Bodyguards, home of the Screen Protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Smith's Market Fresh Groceries. Fresh food for your family and fuel for your vehicle. Low prices, Market Fresh at Smith's. Zach Seljaas went 0-for from the three-point line against Gonzaga and Portland on the road last weekend. Starts this road trip by going 4-of-8 from three. 12 points for Zach. BYU by 6. 85-79. LMU ball with 3:13 to go here in L.A. Almost a travel by Spears and a turnover. Kyle takes it down the floor, knocks over 2-2, and the block is called. So Kyle Collinsworth will go to the free throw line with a chance for his 10th career triple-double. He's at 9 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists. If Kyle makes one free throw, he'll have his 10th career triple-double, extending his own NCAA career record. It would be his fourth of this season. Kyle will shoot two.
He's also got
Is it two or one?
Be two because it's a block on the shot. It's got to be two. He's also got five steals. Maybe get five more steals in the last 3 minutes.
So Collinsworth, 9 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, two blocks, and officially four.
He just got the one here.
That's the obvious fifth, yeah. Collinsworth. They're saying 1-1, and he makes the front end.
I don't know how that's 1-1, but
that's
he got it.
The 10th career triple-double for Kyle Collinsworth. 10 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists. And the 15 assists are one away from a BYU all-time single game high. Collinsworth second. No, it's no good. 7-point lead, 86-79. 3:05 to go, 8-0 BYU run. BYU is down 79-78, 8 straight for the Cougs. Spears will drive it hard on Davis. Pirouette, turnaround jumper is in and out! In and out! And deflects to Emery on the rebound. The Cougars need that. Oh, we talk about the little plays. That could be one that helps BYU to the win. It was down and popped out for Spears. BYU in front court. And now Terry Nash have run some clock for his guys. 2:40 to go in the game. 15 on the shot. BYU by 7, 86-79. Collinsworth rocking it on Jacko. Collinsworth takes Jacko down the lane. Hands off low to KD. KD, reverse miss. Got his own
rebound.
Take it out
if you want.
KD bounces up and missed it. Tip is up and missed by Collinsworth. Good looks inside. None of them went for BYU. It would have been a 9-point lead. BYU's up 7. 2:15 to go. They were right there at the rim. Angle left. Humphreys. Humphreys, quiet night. Handoff, Jacko. Take it away, BYU on the steal. Deflected away from Jacko, and again they go to clock with 2 minutes to go in the game. Again. And a full shot clock for BYU.
Collinsworth knocks it away again. An unbelievable half of basketball from one of the all-time greats, Kyle Collinsworth.
Willing BYU to what they hope is a win here in Los Angeles. 1:50 to go. BYU down 15. Leads by 7, 86-79. 10-second shot clock. Fisher still on the bounce. Fisher takes Jocko low. Kick to Emery. 3. Backbreaker. Got it! Nick Emery knocks it down! 89-79. BYU by 10. Emery with 24. Brown leaning into a 24-footer that's no good. The rebound chased down by Kyle Davis. He's bumped by Humphreys. And that'll be 1-1 at the other end with 1:24 to go. 11-0 run for BYU, and that might do it. Nick Emery, cold-hearted on the left wing. 89-79. BYU by 10 from down 15 to up 10 late. And the LMU fans head for the exits. 24 for Emery, 20 for Fisher, 12 for Celius, 12 for Davis, 10 for Collinsworth, 5 Cougars in double figures. Career night and then some for Kyle Collinsworth, and he's had a bunch of them. But his 10th career triple-double comes tonight as Kyle Davis will shoot 1-1 on team foul number 8 and miss the free throw hard. It'll be LMU on the rebound. 2-2. Haney on the right wing. They skip it left to Humphreys, missing the 3. The rebound slapped off the window to Nick Emery. BYU collects with 1:10 to go. They're leading it by 10. LMU may have to start fouling if they want to have a shot in this game. Fisher on the near sideline. Still on the bounce. 20-second shot clock. 1 minute on the game clock. It's a 10-point lead. They're not fouling. This one's going to be over. Emery near the timeline. Guarded by Spears. Down to 10 on the shot clock. And they're not fouling. They waited way too long if they wanted to. Emery will drive. Hand off KD. And a little lay-in is good. 12-point lead. And BYU's going to win this one. 91-79. BYU by 12 with 45 seconds to go. What a second half for BYU. Shooting their 60% after the break. A slap-around steal by Collinsworth that ends up on the end line, and a foul is called on KD. He knocked it away from his man, did Collinsworth, and ultimately Davis called for the foul. A 13-0 run late for BYU here. They were on the receiving end of a 20-0 spurt. 13-0 as Petter Herman is fouled and will shoot with 37 seconds to go. BYU's up 12. The Cougars are going to win this one. Now, Mark, it's a 9-9 team, just 2-5 in the league, but this is a big, big win for BYU.
You're down 15. They just got blitzed. I mean, on this half of the floor, 9 of 12 for LMU. Well, what's BYU done on this half of the floor from 3? 8 of 12. So they've done to LMU what LMU did to them, and what a great comeback again from this team. A lot of heart.
Quick timeout on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. But we have no more breaks. We'll stay right here.
Let's stay here. Talk about this.
37 seconds to go, and BYU's up 12, 91-79. Mark at halftime predicted that BYU would win by 11. They're up 12 right now. And earlier today at BYU shoot-around, Kyle Collinsworth told Kyle Chilton, BYU basketball media relations director and our statistician, that he had a feeling that BYU's single-game assist record might be in danger tonight. It's 16. Kyle's at 15 with 37 seconds to go. He's got a triple-double, 10 points, 13 rebounds, 15 assists, which are one away from that single-game record, and you can add to it, officially, 5 steals to go with a couple of blocks.
You know what has helped BYU here, Greg? Has gone to a smaller lineup, and what that does is it takes out a big guy out of the equation. It leaves things more free for Kyle Davis down low. You got 4 shooters spread out, which leaves the penetration from Collinsworth more open in the middle, and then you got weapons like Celius, Fisher, Emery. That may be something BYU really looks at to go to that smaller lineup, because it just it emphasizes their weapons.
Petter Herman, 1-1, and makes the front end. He's got 3 points on the night. BYU, which led 31-26, and then saw LMU go on a 20-0 run. LMU took a 46-31 lead, game-high lead of 15. BYU's erased it, and then some. Herman missing the second free throw, and they back off, apparently. So this game will be over. 91-80. BYU leads by 11. Mark predicted an 11-point BYU win when the Cougars were down at halftime. Down by 10, by the way. Collinsworth near the sideline. 12-second shot clock, 15-second game clock, and he dribbled over and back.
He just stepped back as he went to dribble, and he stepped on the half-court line.
So it's a turnover from BYU with the shot clock off, 17.2 to go. And LMU will send in BYU by 11, 2-2 to front court. Starts right. Kick back to Haney. Haney will miss the three. It's an air ball. Kyle Davis will catch it. Emery ahead to Collinsworth.
Thank you, Kyle.
Collinsworth will back it out to the arc, and BYU will, as Mark predicted, win by 11. 91-80 is your final. Post-game recap next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Are you rugged?